Hello and welcome to NASCAR with Nate004. The weekend of Las Vegas is wrapped up, and next week we're on to Phoenix. Dale Jr. signs a new contract and it's not NBC. Honda's coming to the sport, fantasy picks, TV ratings, and more. Let's talk about it. The truck race was good. There were only two cautions, one of which involved Bailey Curry, which was the one who his roof fell off in Atlanta. One of those involved him and he was out of the race. Other than that, nothing really happened. It was a good race. The Silverados were really strong. Again, Kyle Busch did really good, and Rajah Carruth was the one who ended up pulling away with the victory. Rajah is the third black driver in history to win one of NASCAR's three big sanctioned series, which really I think it was perfect timing for Rajah because he proved that, you know, he's got the potential after the Daytona wreck happened. Late in the Daytona race, Rajah made a move that he probably shouldn't have and ended up wrecking a bunch of people. But, you know, this win, I think, was really good for him. Let's talk a little bit about Rajah. Rajah's 21 years old. He fell in love with the sport the same way a lot of people our age did, by watching cars. I know at least myself, for me, it was funny. I had a conversation with my wife just last night. She was, oh, you never watched this movie or this movie or this TV series? And I was like, no. I would go home when I was a little kid, and I would sit in front of the big screen, the big TV that we had, and watch Lightning McQueen on repeat every day. That's what I did. And I think that's the same way that I fell in love with the sport. So, Rajah, he started on iRacing, eventually catching the attention of NASCAR's diversity, Drive for Diversity program, which earned him a chance to race legend cars at Charlotte. I think that was in 2018. So, in 2018, he got his first race in a legend car at Charlotte, which led to late models in a NASCAR, you know, weekly series. He did that for a year or two. 2 years, and then he went on to ARCA, where I think he ended up getting three wins. Yeah, he got three wins in ARCA, and that eventually led to where he is now, racing full-time in the Truck Series and some part-time stuff in the Xfinity Series. Rajah was raised in Brooklyn and Washington, D.C., and he's been doing this. He's been doing all this while being a full-time student now in his senior year in college. So, I'm excited to see him develop, and hopefully he gets to the Cup Series one day. I think, you know, surely if he keeps winning like he is now, he'll get there eventually, so it's just a waiting game. Let's talk about the Xfinity race. The Xfinity race was a lot like the truck race, where there was not much really going on. It was more of who could save their tires, and who could be in the right line in the right time, and, you know, just consistency. If you could have, you could piece all those together, you had a good shot of being up front. The two cars who did this were the best were Chandler Smith and John Hunter Nemechek, both from Joe Gibbs. Although early, Chandler Smith looked like he was the car that was going to take it easily. There was a late race caution on lap 131 that ended up in John Hunter Nemechek getting up front, and he really just pulled away. He won by a good margin. So there at the end of the race, John Hunter Nemechek really did good. He pulled through, got the win. Junior Motorsports, they had a good recovery this week, finishing 8th, 9th, and 10th. And Sam Mayer wrecked out early, finishing last. So other than him, they did really good this week. I think Junior will be happy with that. So let's move on to the Cup race. Sunday's race was seen by 4,359,000 people with a peak audience of 5,204,000. So that's a 10% increase over the same race in 2023. So I wonder how much of that has to do with the Netflix show, but for all 3 weeks this year, they've had increases from the last, other than, I'm not sure Daytona did because it was on a Monday, but these last 2 weeks have both had a better audience than the year before, so, you know, hopefully that trend can keep going up. Joey Logano starts up front, and immediately the action starts where we're, you know, we're four wide battling for track position, and then on lap three, Kyle Larson takes the lead, and then, cue the Kyle Larson show. Kyle Larson sweeps all three stages, wins the race, but not by much. The top 10 this week were Kyle Larson, Tyler Reddick, Ryan Blaney, Ross Chastain, Ty Gibbs, Noah Gregson, Martin Truex, Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, and William Byron. Me personally, I thought that Tyler Reddick was going to pull away with the win. The Toyotas recovered great this week. You know, we talked about them last week if you know, they had maybe made a mistake or, you know, something just wasn't right with the Toyota cars. I think they proved us wrong this week. You know, once the tires got once the tires wore down, you know, here came Toyotas. With the mile and a half tracks this year, we can expect that with them, I think. Once the tires get worn down And, you know, we get those long runs on the mile and a half tracks. Toyota's going to be there. They're going to be the best cars on the track. So if the Chevrolets are not in front once that run gets towards the end, it's going to be a Toyota show, which is good for them. You know, they haven't had very good success or very good luck this year so far. So I'm glad the Toyotas had a good race. Let's talk about a few drivers in particular. One name you did not hear in the top 10 was Kyle Busch. I think Kyle Busch had a top, you could say probably top three car. I think he could have finished in the top three for sure. He had a speeding penalty along with a pitting over the line. Like when he went into his pit box, his splitter was on the line, caused him to go two laps down, and he never recovered. It's like a plague with the 8 team. I don't know what the deal is, you know, but they need to get it figured out because, you know, I hate to say this, but Austin Dillon, he was super fast, and that's just not a thing anymore. So, you know, if Austin Dillon was as good as he was, there, I think Kyle Busch could have been in the top three. So, it stinks for them, but hopefully they can get that figured out. If they can get that figured out, the 8 team's going to be a good team this year, but they've got to figure it out on pit road. Christopher Bell was another really good car, but, you know, he, like every 50 laps, he'd blow a tire, have to go down pit road and get that fixed, fight his way back through, blow another tire, so on and so forth. And it was just really that all day for him. And who was William Byron? William Byron was good, but, you know, he had a trash bag, like an actual trash bag, cover the complete nose of his car, which led to some overheating issues. He had to go down pit road, and he just never quite could recover. So, yeah, I think the only reason that Kyle Larson won this race is one turn. You know, Bubba Wallace, he was fast, but he had a problem when a few laps down, so he could help. He ended up helping out Tyler Reddick catch up to Kyle Larson. And once they did, you know, there's a few laps to go, and he goes high, he's catching him. He goes low once, Kyle Larson goes low as well. It completely kills the momentum for Tyler Reddick, and the race is over. Kyle Larson pulled away, got the win, which, you know, Kyle Larson locked himself into the playoffs. I think Tyler Reddick's going to have another shot to win this year, so it's not that big of a deal. I just think it, you know, I'm sure he would have liked to get that win out of the way, just, you know, take some pressure off of your back. So, yeah, you know, Tyler Reddick finished his second. He could have finished first, but Kyle Larson ends up winning his sixth stage in a row at Las Vegas for the win. And which leads me to our next point, what is going on with Hendrick Motorsports? So, you know, it's a lot of the same from last year. William Byron and Kyle Larson are two of our three locked in, you know, playoff guys. So that's just like it was last year. William Byron, Kyle Larson, championship contenders, Chase Elliott and Alex Bowman fighting for top tens. I don't know what the deal is. You know, last year, Alex Bowman had his stuff going on. Chase Elliott literally broke his leg. So they had all that stuff going on, and it worked for last year. But this, you know, here we are another year, and it's like right back to where we finished. So hopefully the Hendrick guys can get that figured out where they have four cars competing up front. Perfect. Here, if you remember from the Daytona 500, Alex Bowman had started on the front row for like 6 years, and this year that didn't happen. So I don't know what's going on. I'm not saying that, you know, that's to be expected, but it's just much more of the same. He's not doing quite as good as he used to. And, you know, Alex Bowman's won four races in a year before. So hopefully they can get that figured out. And Hendrick gets four guys in the playoffs, but I just don't know. I don't know as of right now. Chase Elliott, you know, fighting for top tens is weird. But so that's going on. You know, I think I might have even picked Chase Elliott as one of my guys for Atlanta. So I don't know. Let's move on to news around the sport. So Dale Jr. has signed a contract with Amazon Prime for the 2025 season. He will be taking the rest of the year off in the booth. And next year, Amazon Prime will have like practice qualifying, and they'll have 10 races in the fall broadcasted. So it'll be interesting to see what angle they take and what Dale Jr. does for them. It's funny to think about, you know, how he talked about last week on the Dale Jr. download that he did not have a contract signed for 2024, and a week later, here we are, he's got one for 2025. So I think it was a great, smart move by Dale Jr. to, you know, to let the market know he was open. I'm honestly kind of bummed out that he's leaving NBC. But, you know, he brought a lot of stuff to the booth that I really liked hearing, just his perspective on things and how, you know, excited he gets in the booth. You know, the famous slide job thing came from him with Kyle Larson and Kyle Busch a few years ago. So, just stuff like that I think people will miss. But, you know, he'll be back next year. And there was a few stuff going around the internet this week saying, you know, NBC used to scold him because he would look out the window instead of the TV, and also they wanted to do a virtual booth in Charlotte, and he shut all that down on Twitter himself. So he's saying, you know, there's nothing wrong with NBC. He really enjoyed his time over there, and he has nothing but respect for everybody who works over there. So, yeah, Dale Jr. is going over there. Other than that, Honda might be coming to NASCAR. So a few months ago, they announced that they'd be leaving IndyCar due to the cost and maintenance of the engine. So they hinted at a potential future in NASCAR. So it was over Twitter, say, in some, you know, exclusive interviews where they said, you know, the Honda not being in IndyCar is going to be a void, but, you know, they're going to have somewhere to fill that, and NASCAR is a potential spot. So that'd be cool. Personally, I wanted a, you know, I like the Dodge cars. I wouldn't mind the Dodge cars being back in the sport, but, you know, Honda, I guess they could use the Accord. You know, people think it. I think it a lot. You know, when I think of NASCAR, I think Camaro, and you think Mustang. But, you know, you have a Camry in there, too. So, you got the Camry. I think an Accord would be fine. So, it also raises questions about, you also have, you know, Chevrolet not coming out with the Camaro next year. So, it's going to be weird not having that. And I'm sure they don't like, you know, not having their car on the track, something that they can sell. But hey, it was their decision to discontinue the Camaro in the first place. So let's move on to fantasy for Phoenix. Last year's top 10 for the spring race was William Byron, Ryan Blaney, Tyler Reddick, Kyle Larson, Kevin Harvick, Christopher Bell, Chase Briscoe, Kyle Busch, Alex Bowman, and Josh Berry in the 9 car. So there's 4 guys, you know, in the series this year that I can be like, okay, I think these guys are going to be real good picks. William Byron, Ryan Blaney, Tyler Reddick, and Kyle Larson. That's really it. So William Byron, you know, he's already won the Daytona 500 this year. On top of that, he is the only driver this week that is going to be competing in one of the lower series. So William Byron's going to be in the Hendrick car for the Xfinity race this year. But that's it. There's not a truck race this weekend. It's an ARCA race. So that's all that we have going on. And Ryan Blaney seems like he's been a contender all year. So I think he's going to do, and he won, not to mention, you know, he did win the championship last year. So I think he'll be up there. He's a good pick. Tyler Reddick is another guy that's been up there all year. And Kyle Larson, you know, he just swept the stages. He's always good at Phoenix. He's won it before. I think he's, you know, Kyle Larson is, if he does anything like he did last week, I think it'd be silly to pick against him. So another one that I think will do good, but he's not like a for sure one of my 4 easy ones, is Joey Logano. Joey Logano, you know, he's won at Phoenix before. He's fast. He's like hot lapper this year. He's just fallen off for some reason. So if they can figure out how to do that and get that figured out, hopefully, you know, he can have a better week this week. And also, you know, in the last years, you know, to this point, it looks like the Camrys are doing better than the Fords, like at Las Vegas. But in the few years past, the Camrys were always better than the Fords on those intermediate tracks. But when it came to short tracks, the blue oval was best on the small ovals. So we'll see how Ford does this week. This is really going to be the best chance we have. You know, Toyota won the Clash, but I don't really think that the Clash really counts. So I'm excited to see how the Ford does this week. Hopefully it kind of evens out, because I think Chevrolets have been the best all year for sure. Toyotas did good last week, especially on those long runs. But Ford's just kind of been there. So hopefully on the short tracks, the Fords can come through and bring something that they haven't been able to bring to the table so far. If not, they're in some trouble. My 2 cheap picks for this week is Noah Gregson and Josh Berry. So Noah Gregson has been, you know, I think he has 2 top 10s this year. Yeah, 2 top 10s. So he didn't have a single top 10 last year. He has two this year. He got one at Daytona, which you could say was a fluke, but Las Vegas is not a fluke. You can't fluke a top 10 at Vegas. So, you know, with him not getting any top 10s last year, he's going to be pretty cheap. I would snag him up while you can before he goes up in price. Josh Berry is another one of those guys. So if you don't know about Josh Berry, he's a late model guy. That's what he's from. He's from short tracks. That's what he knows. This is his bread and butter. So he was just, Josh Berry was on his short track late models. He was kicking butt down in the lower series. Finally, he got a shot by Dale Jr. And he ran with Dale Jr. in the Xfinity series for a little while. And then, you know, the rest is history. Last year, he got his first shot in the Cup series when Chase Elliott went down, which he finished 9th place in this or 10th place, excuse me, in this race last year in a car that he didn't even, you know, run. So he finished 10th last year in Chase Elliott's car. This year he's in Stewart Haas equipment, but I think he's going to get a top 10 again. I don't think he'll win, but I think he'll be a good fantasy pick. And then again, you know, my win guess. Let's go to our predictions for this race. My win guess is going to be William Byron. I think William Byron walks out of Phoenix with his second victory of the year. He'll be leading in points. You know, he's been fast all year. He's just had some stuff that he's had to go through, like, you know, last week with the trash bag and just stuff like that. So he can stay out of trouble this week. I think he's going to win the race. Ryan Blaney. I think Ryan Blaney's going to be up there close. I think he'll finish a close second by 0.8 of a second. Yeah, 0.8 of a second. Ryan Blaney finishes second. And Denny Hamlin will have his best finish of the year, not including the Clash so far. So Ryan Blaney, you know, he won this race last year. Not to mention he's the champion. He is the previous champion. And Denny Hamlin, he did good at the Clash. So we'll see how he does this year. Again, the Clash is not anything like Phoenix, but short track to short track. We haven't seen much short track racing with the Ford or the Camry. So we'll just have to wait until we get there. So, yeah. And that is going to wrap it up for this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening along this week. As always, please subscribe to us on whatever platform you're listening to, and follow us over on Twitter. If you have anything you would like me to talk about or any questions at all, ask us over on Twitter at NASCAR with Nate. Also, let us know who your pick is to win this weekend. Thanks again, and enjoy the rest of your week. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. See ya.